This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi today. He will also release a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the day marks a momentous occasion for every Indian and described Vande Mataram as a stirring call that has inspired generations and kindled an enduring spirit of patriotism across the country. The celebrations will feature mass singing of the full version of Vande Mataram across public places, with enthusiastic participation from people of all sections of society. The first phase of the Bihar Legislative Assembly elections concluded with the highest ever voter turnout of 64.66% in the history of the state. The electoral fate of a total of 1,314 candidates have been sealed in the EVMs. Prominent leaders who were in the fray in this phase include BJP leaders and Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, 16 ministers of Nitish Kumar cabinet and RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav. Barring a few sporadic incidents, polling was by and large peaceful. In Lucky Sarai district, some miscreants attacked the convoy of Deputy Chief Minister and BJP candidate Vijay Kumar Sinha nearing a polling booth. The Election Commission has taken the incident seriously and directed the DGP Vinay Kumar to take strict action against those involved. Delegates from six countries visited several poll-bound constituencies under the International Election Visitor Program. They observed the polling process and appreciated the initiatives taken by the Election Commission to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has urged major social media platforms and internet search engine providers to strengthen safeguards against the misuse of their platforms for fraudulent investment activities. In a formal communication, the market regulator has called on these platforms to fast-track mandatory advertiser verification in the securities market, ensuring that only SEBI-registered entities are allowed to promote investment products and services. The Embassy of India in Bangkok and the Consulate of India in Chiang Mai have facilitated the return of 270 Indian nationals, including 26 women from Thailand's Mae Sot to India. The operation was carried out with the support of the Thai government and involved two special Indian Air Force flights. These individuals were detained by Thai authorities for violating immigration laws after entering the country illegally. The embassy in Bangkok said they had recently crossed into Thailand from Mayawadi in Myanmar, where they were allegedly employed in cyber scam centers. Indian missions in Thailand and Myanmar are continuing efforts to secure the return of other Indian nationals still in Myanmar who may have been involved in similar activities. India and Luxembourg have reaffirmed commitment to deepen cooperation in science, technology and space exploration. In a meeting in New Delhi, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Ambassador of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, Christian Bever, explored avenues to promote Indian space startups in European markets. The Ministry of Science and Technology said the meeting focused on advancing joint initiatives in innovation-driven sectors such as cybersecurity, quantum technologies and artificial intelligence. Dr. Singh underscored India's emergence as a global leader in science and innovation, with the country ranking among the top three in scientific publications and startup activity worldwide. In Sudan, the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, has agreed to a US-backed proposal for a humanitarian ceasefire after more than 2 years of conflict with the Sudanese armed forces. The RSF announced its decision to shortly after capturing the city of El Fasher in Darfur region. The truce proposal was put forward by the US-led Quad Mediator Group, which includes Saudi Arabia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. The group said it accepted the ceasefire to address the catastrophic humanitarian situation and to allow the urgent delivery of aid to civilians after an 18-month siege. However, Sudan's military-led government has not yet responded to the proposal. A nationwide celebration will be marked today to celebrate 100 glorious years of Indian hockey. More than 1,400 matches will take place across 550 districts as part of the centenary celebration. The main event will take place at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi from 8:30 a.m., featuring a series of special events that capture the essence of Indian hockey's glorious journey. And the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Goa, eight Indians will be playing in the tiebreaks for the second round today to find a place in the third round. And with that, we end this news bulletin.